fires in Spain and bonfires in the north before we go to sport. Let's go to Spain, where soaring temperatures have prompted the Red Cross to warn older people and young children to stay indoors. Let's get more from Madrid-based journalist Guy Hedgeco. How hot is it, Guy?
Well, it's hotting up. It's still only lunchtime at the moment. The real heat of the day sort of hits its peak normally in Spain in the sort of late afternoon, early evening. But we're expecting temperatures here in Madrid, where I am, of up to 40 degrees Celsius. It's going to be hotter than that down in the south, down in Cordoba in Andalusia. That tends to be one of the hottest places in the country. They're going to see temperatures of up to 44 degrees. And all around the country, almost without exception, it is extremely hot at the moment. Some areas of the interior and also up in the northeast, they're also on high alert there.
We've been here before. We were here last summer.
Yeah, that's right. And I mean, this year has been pretty unusual already because we had a heat wave in late April, which was extremely early. We were seeing temperatures that you would expect to see in midsummer. The kind of temperatures we're seeing today, but we were seeing those at the end of April. So that came as a bit of a shock. We had another heat wave right at the beginning of the summer. I think it was late June. So this is the second heat wave of the summer, the third heat wave of the year, if you include that one in April. So the frequency of these heat waves is pretty unusual, I think.
From heat waves, sorry, Guy Hedgeco in Spain, thank you.